We're sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of Estate-Grown Wines and by the Keepersall Estates Restaurant and Winery, East Texas Destination, south of Tyler, off of FM 344. Said Winston Churchill on October 3, 1938, quote, "England has been offered a choice between war and shame. She has chosen shame and will get war." End quote. He was speaking of the just-concluded Munich Agreement, dated 3 days earlier and signed by, among others, Adolf Hitler and British Prime Minister Neville Chamberlain. It was upon his return to England that Chamberlain, speaking of the agreement, uttered the now infamous words, "Peace for our time." Of course, there was no such thing. Less than a year later, Great Britain was at war with Germany, marking the beginning of World War II and the eventual deaths of more than 60 million. The Munich Agreement, which effectively deeded Czechoslovakia to Hitler, was an act of appeasement, and as the world bitterly learned, evil cannot be appeased. What has been largely forgotten in the 70-plus years since the end of World War II is how close the West came to losing it. Willful blindness on the part of the U.S., England, and France in the 1930s allowed Adolf Hitler to consolidate his political power and rearm Germany. That blindness put the Allies severely behind the eight ball as the nascent threat posed by Germany came into full bloom. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of 2015 might be fairly compared to Winston Churchill of 1938. Just as Churchill warned of the dangers posed by Nazi Germany, Netanyahu now warns of the threat posed by a nuclear Iran. Today, as with Germany in 1938, many dismiss the Iranian threat. Certainly the Obama White House does. Just as they were beginning to threaten the stability of the Iranian regime, the Obama administration lifted economic sanctions in order to pursue a nuclear arms agreement, an agreement that Iran is certain to ignore. History reminds us that even though the United States was attacked at Pearl Harbor by Japan, President Roosevelt pursued a Germany first policy. He did so in part because of intelligence showing that the Germans were working on a nuclear weapon. Roosevelt knew that a Germany possessed of a strategically superior weapon would be exponentially more dangerous and more difficult to defeat, difficult to the point of enslaving all of Europe. Today, despite petulant dismissal by the White House, Benjamin Netanyahu warns of the same thing concerning Iran. And just as Germany posed a threat to the very survival of Great Britain, Iran poses an even more immediate and grave threat to the state of Israel. Netanyahu came to the U.S. to spoke to a joint session of Congress to say that the mullahs of Iran will be no more appeased by an agreement on a piece of paper in 2015 than Adolf Hitler was in 1938. Give the Iranians time. Let them hide behind an unenforceable agreement, and they will certainly become a nuclear power. Take them at their word when they say that they will seek to annihilate Israel. Take Benjamin Netanyahu at his word when he says, "Never again." The parallels to Munich could not be more clear. That's my word. What's yours? Go to YouTellMeTexas.com and you tell me. And follow me on Twitter at Paul Gleiser. Mostly sunny and low 60s tomorrow, says Dr. Bob Peters. Good news for my clan because we're all stir-crazy, including our dogs. Between the two-plus weeks of gloomy skies and the cold, wet, sometimes icy weather, we are all in greater than usual need of some quality time outside the house, which is why I recommend a Saturday afternoon trip to the Keepersall Winery. It will feel wonderful to sit outside in the sunshine, taking in the warmer air. It will remind you that spring really is at hand, and it will give you the opportunity to try wines from the Keepersall collection. The 2009 Keepersall Merlot is still on my radar, and if you haven't tried it, you should. Tell them I sent you. The nominal $1 tasting fee is on me. If we're finally going to get a nice weekend, I say put it to good use and enjoy the East Texas destination that is the Keepersall Winery. Go south on Broadway to FM 344, left under the bridge, a mile and a half to the Keepersall entrance gate on your left, and then follow the signs. Learn more at Keepersall.com.